Rastatz, good afternoon. 9 minutes after one, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I got two quick points to make today. Two quick points. One, the Waterworks Company.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a problem here for quite some time where lots of people always complain and say the bills were very high.
Mm-hmm.
The bills were at very observant price and so on. Which you and I know, Corey, some may be fogless and just as much might be true. I am saying this to say that, mister, that it is time. I would love to see this whole monopoly system come crashing. Why is that? I can't see two waterwork companies, two light and power companies, or maybe three, four. You know what I mean? Why we have to have this one thing, this one water company, one light and power company? You know, we are between a voice and a grip.
Mm-hmm. And the main reason you will find that in small societies, though, sir, is economies of scale and the population, the market size is so small, right? To come and put down investment, to come and lay, let me say, a foundation to provide electricity to everywhere in Barbados is not cheap. And that goes for each. Imagine having to come and lay a pipe to run water. Oh, my goodness. Just the thought of that, they make my head giddy.
Corey.
Yes, please.
You would prefer, Corey, I would prefer have two or three water companies that have got one company fascinating me every day. Than have got one company.
No, you missed the point. The point is not what we prefer. I prefer 10 so that I could compete and get good price. But
it'd be competitive, competition.
They ain't gonna come and set up based on what we want though and what we wish. It has to do with a thing called economics.
Man, Corey, I still see something
go
work.
Well, go and set up one day. I give you. Go set up one. Go and set up one.
My net. If I set up one, you will do business. With
yes,
me,
yes. What? Because if you competitive, are you cheaper? Why come in with you?
Exactly. You come in.
I give you your first customer.
Two or three or four of them. It'll be competitive, mm-hmm. And these companies here will be of themselves. Mm-hmm. Trust me on that. My next point,
mm-hmm.
Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson, it is. Let me first ask you a question, Corey. Tell me two significant things. You could tell Noel, let me put it this way. Can you tell me two significant things that Lord Nelson do for Barbados or the Caribbean? Two.
People say that he stopped us from being Spanish or French. He defeated the French forces from taking up Barbados. So I'd be here speaking to you in Espanol or Francais or
he prevented the French from invading England, mm-hmm. not the Caribbean. He prevented the French from invading the...
Right, but remember we were all one colony.
The fact here remains, it should be taken down. You know, we Belgians need. I mean, don't fool yourself. We still got some people here who believe in colonization.
Yes, they are.
We know that.
Yep.
But one day they will learn. The thing is here. Remove him. I got a candidate who I would rightfully prefer see standing up in front of my parliament building. And that candidate I would prefer see standing up in front of my parliament building. Will be Samuel Jackman Prescott. I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. Samuel Jackman Prescott was the first colored man to enter the steps of those parliaments. That's a big significance. And he would be the appropriate candidate to be facing that parliament building. I don't care who historian, how much degree you got, and who you got, and where you can't change my mind to tell me that I'm wrong. He would be the better candidate. And next thing, I am also angry with the BLP administration, the former BLP administration, for spending close to $200,000 to turn around. Well, I'm on the subject for correction for the quotation of the money, but I think it was 200,000 or a little over that, my subject for correction. The fact is, I was angry with them for spending that money to turn him around. Why that money can't go into the hospital? At that time, the hospital wasn't functioning at the best. They were in need of money. So why can't go to needy people? Why can't go to help developing our road structure? Why are you going to spend that type of quality money to turn around to turn him around? It is time to take him down. Take him down.
Well, that, right, exactly. Each person would have their own take on it. So some say leave him, some say take him down. And what I like about you is you give your reasons. Yeah? So have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you for calling. 15 minutes after 1. Brass Stats, you're on the air. Yes, please. They're checking that call. Hello? Good afternoon. Hey, well, yeah, we had some feed, man. We're checking call the program. Brass Stats, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Yes, please.
That was a yard full of folk talk.
You know, the yard folk's call already. That is a folk talk.
I want to support you, Mr. Nasser, and I think former senator or former Minister McLean.
Both. Senator, minister.
On the topic of the changing and the educating and encouraging. You hit the nail on the head earlier. It is what you live by. You have to change the headset, the mindset that you are, the music you are listening to has to change. Mm-hmm. You cannot, if you tell yourself that you will never succeed, you are right. And if you believe that you can be a massive success, you are also right. It depends on who you're listening to and what you're listening to. So when you went there, that really resonated with me because that is the only way to get through. I am Christian, so I know that God supports me in everything I do when I line up. That's my little corner that's my little power tool in the corner, if you want to say it. Everybody doesn't have to believe in God, but there's some principles that do indeed exist whether you believe in a higher power or not. And the first one is what you believe about yourself. And so the re-education, to do things differently and to believe that you can. I am personally tired of people believing that things don't have any impact. So to hear big, grown songs older than myself, Barbadians, say that it doesn't matter if Nelson is moved or not, is completely ignoring the impact that he can have and has had and what that symbol represents. So the systemic constructs that depress and hinder the progress of a majority of the populace, though they have to be addressed, and it calls for strong leadership. So any obstacle, real or imagined, have to be removed from your mindset. And if he represents a constant harking back to that time, movie, because the same people that say that you don't bother them, so let the ones that want movie there, because you ain't going to miss it. He ain't going to bother you. He'll be gone. But we got to change that music. No, I believe we have the strong leadership. I believe you're on the next course. I heard you talk about next level and trust. And there's two more things. If we can have the next level amongst each other, trust has to be built. Mm-hmm. But you have to have accountability. When you mess up, there must be the fourth part, consequences. Mm-hmm. You can't keep ripping off, hurting, swindling your own people and all your customers and believe that you should continue in business. So we have to have those things in place. Now, Mr. Nasser said something about the black man being depressed and suppressed in Barbados. Yes, there are systems that exist, and the Minister of Tourism was very bold to glaringly point out, yes, these things exist. Yes, this very host that he serves in the Parliament of Barbados, he found documentation that said no black business should survive or succeed. So that's documented proof. Then disputable. But there's something that I think Mr. Nasser can also take into consideration. The world system is changing faster than the current constructs can stop or manage or control, and that's e-commerce. The app development, the e-commerce landscape is the new places where we can go. And when I say go, I mean beyond the 166 square miles that is Barbados. Don't just see yourself as a success because you happen to live in Barbados. Be a success and be thankful that you happen to live in the best place in the world, Barbados, but you are serving the world. Don't limit yourself to our little square miles. So if we have systems here that are suppressing us, if I develop an app tomorrow that is going to save everybody 80% in gas and gasoline and power and everything else, and those things kind of exist already. If I develop an app for that, the whole world does not care that there's a little black boy from Barbados, is that it works and it's saving them money because all the people chasing money. That is where we have to go. So it's, I understand Mr. Nasser's history, and I really appreciate it. And I think that it, more of that has to be shared. The truth is, though, is that don't be caught up in what has happened. We know where we come from. Let's change the things we can change and keep our focus beyond these shores. I used to talk a lot in this, Corey. What are you saying?
No. The contribution, sometimes I think that callers, as they call, should be able to share their thoughts with uninterrupted at times, unless it's really, I really feel a dire need to think. The chatters there on the chat said they miss you from the chat, so I don't know if you
Well, I don't even know how to get back on the chat. That's the truth.
You gotta go
to, I don't know how to get back on the chat.
Beijing line.
Line.
Beijing line. In a line, the only line. Beijinglane.chatangoa.com and sign up and you back.
Before I go, one last thing. You spoke about investment. Mm-hmm. Investment speaks to exactly what you spoke about mindset. Mm-hmm. You are either risk averse or you are willing to take risks. Mm-hmm. People take risks and are more comfortable taking risks when they know that they have a supporting system underneath them.
And that goes with education, you know, because sometimes it's more ignorance than being averse.
Oh, yeah, we heard some today, all right.
But you
back, bro, you can take links. But
no, I don't mind that. What I'm telling you, though, like, I want to use an example. Wait, let me say for water birth. When I first heard about water birth, it's about madness, it's kind of drunk the child. But then after you do the research and you sit down with the midwife and you go and you read and you look, you realize, you know, that there are more pros than cons. And then there are certain security and safety measures you can put in place, and it gives you that sense of comfort. So you are not necessarily, you are risk averse based on lack of knowledge, based on ignorance. So I believe we can educate our people.
You just exposed me. That's exactly how I felt. I felt the same way. What water birth my child was talking about. My first grandchild. She had here. And I do the research too, and it was amazing. He shut up one time.
Correct.
Oh my God, this thing possible.
You got open mind and a knowledge for, and a thirst for knowledge.
I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Wishing Dennis all the best. Mm-hmm. Patrick Hoyas, much respect. The last time I saw him, he was plugging away on his laptop before COVID in Sky Mall, and I almost interrupted it, but he looked so intense and focused. I didn't interrupt him just to say hello. And he's one of those voices that I'm going to miss. So to the family, the Hoyas family, etc., all the best and deepest condolences from your family to theirs.
All right, thank you very much. Get a little excuse from Mr. Bernstein and read about three or four of these WhatsApps here. It says, good afternoon, Corey. Why are banks making it so hard to open an account? You have to provide two pieces of identification, proof of address of a bill in your name, $300 to start an account. The Prime Minister is talking about 70,000 checks being posted, and if you're trying to open an account, the banks are putting you through the hornpipe. Help me to understand what is going on. So two things. One, I think banks need to be able to use a little bit more discretion. Before, they were saying you can get a JP to write a note, you can get somebody in the house write on the bill. That's one side of it. I think they have some level of discretion that can be used. On the second hand, a lot of the regulations are changing around the world as it relates to money laundering and all these different things. And these banks depend on correspondent banking, and therefore they have to follow the rules and regulations of the outside world in relation to stronger and stricter relations for banking to prevent funding the terrorism and, as they said, money laundering. So that represents the two sides of the story. It says, Corey, let your caller know who talked about the WhatsApp. I live in New York, and I feel that our comments are important to the program. And that's true. I look at a lot of the comments. I look at the area codes, and I try to mix it up so we can hear from Barbadians living all over that cannot pick up the phone and cannot wait for an hour. Hey, Corey, hope all is well. We don't have to spend any money on removing Horatio. I got a piece of rope to put around his neck, and all that is needed is some strong dudes to haul it down and drop it in the carenage. This next one says, please note, Corey, we cannot privatize the water authority and have two or three companies. It is national security. We don't want sanitation where some people can poison our water supply. one more quickly. Hi, good afternoon. Our this one talks about the Antigua experience and opening up to visitors, and some visitors were actually opposed to mandated testing, and they say, well, they're following the story there, and they hope that the Barbadian government is monitoring this experience, and it will help them not to bend for the sake of the dollar. This one says, Corey, I'm listening to you on the program. Like two of your callers, I agree we need to train ministers in this country that represent poor people. I went to a minister to get some help because I was sent home in 2018 when this government took over. I had to run and leave my house because it was falling down. I have no water, no light, nothing. Corey, could you believe the minister asked me what I want him to do about it? That was the first time. The second time, no, the virus is upon us. The minister said he can't deal with that. No, he's dealing with food, but yet, still not even food. He helped me, and he expects me to vote for him again. No way. Korea needs some help, but it isn't funny. I'll reach out to that person because they're usually, as some of my WhatsAppers saying, the three sides of the story, your side, his side, and the truth. And I do know sometimes these stories have two sides, but sometimes it's just as simple as people need immediate help, medium-term help, and long-term help. So, yeah, we'll connect. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Yes, please. Good afternoon.
Well, you know that you're in big time troubles, Corey.
I know how it goes. I burned here.
You realize what you did just now?
What?
Corey, you told a caller that all the art folks called the program.
No. That's not true. That's not exactly what I say. Come on. Corey, come on. I say no, they called already.
No, you said the art folks, all the
right. No, he asked if that's a yard folks. He said no, they call already. That's a folk call.
And then you said all the art folks call.
And cue up the Michelle, cue up and play about there. Play it back.
And you can hear me say it. You
can
hear all the
art
folks call.
No, but they know. But only a yard folk would take offense, number one. And number two, they know that I'm joking. So, ain't no problem.
Well, even though you're joking, but you can usually people who called you previously has been at the mat.
Look, see you serious boy, and you didn't call yet. So you clear. Tall boy, you hurt my side, man. Tall boy, you hurt my side.
Corey, is that tag? Get my call before you use that. I know, man.
Tall boy, you win this one, man. Tall boy, you win. You win. Talk to me.
You know, for enough, Corey, I really want to talk to Max inside too, you know. Now, she have a problem with me. Mr. Sadler say concerning the car dealer. Huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Corey, if this was on, it was the other way around, whereby the small dealers will be enjoying the benefits and the bigger car dealers complain. Mm-hmm. And Minister Sutherland said that he would go to Parliament to level the playing field. You know, we will begin this sort of thing coming from these people now, including Maxine McLean.
It goes that way. It goes with the
right, ebbs and flows. He's leveling the playing field so that all the people in the car dealership would be able to be on even keel.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
But she have a serious problem with him, when Minister Sutherland said. But Maxine McLean failed to understand, Corey, that the people of this country ain't born yesterday. We was in this country when the Democrat Labour Party held office for 10 whole years. And, Corey, big businesses under the Democratic Labour Party, where Maxine McLean was a part and parcel of, was enjoying all the sweets and the benefits to the detriment of the small businesses in this country, and she can't deny that. They was getting all the contracts, and the small businesses, they get not one. And we got a government now who have now leveled the playing field, whereby we see lots of small businesses coming on stream. I mean, you got Minister there Ford, you know, implement a program. And people in Christchurch, Garhill, and different areas, small people on the blocks. You see businesses rising up left, right, and center, small businesses, Corey, all across the landscape of this country. And that is happening on this present government. That is what this government doing, looking after the small business people. under the previous Democrat Labour Party, where Maxine McLean, as I said, was a part and parcel of, small people was down to the ground. They didn't see one single benefit.
I let her speak without interruption, but I want to have at least a little discourse on two aspects of what you're saying on this. One, in terms of their reasoning, I spoke to one or two ministers under that administration, and their reasoning for why certain business people were getting all of the pie, so to speak, if you want to put it out there.
The former government, we know the
construction gent, but beyond that, they were saying that a lot of people were not willing to work with the government, and a lot of people didn't have the finance to put up, and that is why they work with such few persons in terms of their business. That is their reason. You may call it an excuse, but that is their reason. How do you respond to that?
That was flimsy. Mm-hmm. Where does present government find this money now to empower all these small businesses, Corey? Where to find the money?
So your contention is that they shouldn't use that for an excuse. They should go and find capital.
Exactly. They should try to profit or try to incorporate some small businesses in between the system as well. Mm-hmm. They should empower these small business people.
Secondly, on the point of the small car dealers, let's moving away from former Minister Maxine McLean comment and looking at social media, a lot of people there were disturbed that yet again, you have a case, people point to the fact on the UNAFA when they put an age limit and it kind of killed what they call the used car industry. Yet again, you have a minister here who's seemingly taking the side of big business. Where we talking about economic empowerment and Black Lives Matter. Aren't you at least some way concerned about what can be the ramifications if they go towards where their mouthings are?
Well, Corey, let me answer it this way. First of all, I didn't even know I had that amount of small car dealers in because I thought those ones was almost exist the system.
I thought they had gone extinct too because of the same policy I spoke about there. But apparently they still got a little thing going on here and there.
Apparently so. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying to you, I mean, if you had to even whereby some of these people, the small dealers, would benefit, I have absolutely no problem with it. I mean, and as you said, you said something to me that...
No, I was saying that there's really a concern that the economic pie needs to be shared. And I don't even think it can happen overnight. But I do believe that the economic pie in this country has to be shared up a bit more. And I believe government needs to take the lead on that. I don't think anybody else can. If it's about financing, like, or take for instance, there are a lot of unemployed people with skills living in poverty right across the communities in Barbados. There are lots of schools that need to be repaired. We're going to give one or two big contracts here and there to fix this and this. Why can't the government mandate, like for instance, okay, the government is spending X amount, the money that we are spending, and it is in policies and it is in manifesto, not all boys. So it's nothing that they think considered. They say 40% of all contracts must go to small contractors, and I'm not saying to give the people who's run with your money do shoddy work. No, there must be a system of selection and continued selection, monitoring, evaluation, and rehiring. So that's all I'm saying. In terms of the car industry, in terms of the ZM industry, in terms of the construction industry, in terms of every industry in Barbados, we just need a more leveling of the playing field. That's really the bottom line where I come in from.
That's true. That's why I have no problem with it. In all, Corey, I don't have no problem. If you're going to do something really small car dealership, as I say, I thought it was extinct. But if you can do something now where they could also enjoy some of the benefits, I have absolutely no problem with it.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
I don't have any problem with it, so I think it should be something that can be done or will be done.
I thank you here.
Thank you, Corey.
You give me a good laugh. you give me a laugh that my friend usually brings the jokes when the day come. But anyhow, Brassatz, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Corey.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
They say where ignorance is bliss, mm-hmm. It is
folly to be wise. Yes, sir.
And I so believe that because mm-hmm. I was taught that at the best secondary school on this planet, which is Richmond, now known as St. Leonard's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you know who taught me that?
No, sir.
Sir Roy Troutman, who was the teacher there at the time, he taught me.
Oh, I didn't know he was
the Roy Troutman. Oh. Yeah, well, if you didn't know then, you
know
him.
No, yes.
Yeah, he was a teacher there at the time. That's one of the main things that he taught me.
Right.
He said, where ignorance is bliss.
It is folly, to be wise. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't want the man that living at the four cross of my heart to think that I am speaking to him. So, let me move on.
Unfortunately, I don't know who lives here, so you got to move on.
Well, the man that lives at the
four cross. No, I don't want to either. You go along, boy. You go along.
Anyway, Corey, let me tell you this. I, yesterday, Mark says, and I want to respond to what a person said in reference to the conversation that Mark had and my follow-up to Mark. Mark was saying yesterday that the tourists coming from the cruise ships for R&R, which is rest and recreation,
mm-hmm.
the taxi drivers will take them to, or will take them to Browns Beach Boatyard in that area. And Mark is arguing, and quite rightly so, that some should be taken to Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
As a Black Rock man, Corey, and I'm a Deacon's Row man, we would agree that Brandon is the best, also the best beach on the planet. Mm-hmm. Unless you be there with the Hilton.
Yeah, my thing was paradise all the time, but that is no longer paradise.
I mean that's trip.
Right, that all in. Oh, if we all included, we all in this together, I can jump on. Yeah.
For the Flamers straight about strong.
Good. Excellent. That was my running ground. Yes. I agree with you.
So when Mark is saying that Sunshine mm-hmm. kind of brand, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. That way I was excited about the Four Seasons because I thought that it would have kind of allowed us to use
the area.
Correct.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. we are accustomed to paradise.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And we are accustomed surfing in front of paradise and mm-hmm. coming short alongside the Johnny Finney. You know the Johnny Finney?
I do. I tell you, I ran around all day. I heard the history, Kampala, this, everybody. And I got a lot of history from there. A lot of the older guys that used to be at the beach, sometimes, you know, you're going to roast a little breadfruit here or there, or going to watch them roast some fish. And they would talk about the A to Z, the wine to iodine, the lamb to jam of that area, and the fishing community down Pile Bay. And they give you the whole nine yards.
The Johnny Finney was a big steel pipe covered in concrete that went a distance out in the sea, and that was a big storage pipe.
Yeah, catch a lot of things wrong there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be surfing, and you would test your skill by coming ashore and surfing right alongside Johnny Finney as you come ashore. Mm-hmm. But it caught an extremely big wave that day, and before I could get into the wave good, it took me off my board, and I was hitting
by
Johnny Finney coming ashore. He told me, all he's saying, Lord, take me to the beach good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little thing about there. But the point I want to make about Mark, right, is that I agree with Mark, and why he was saying that Mark was repeating himself, because when he spoke to the lady, Miss Gill, from the time he mentioned that to the time he went off the phone, he repeated what he wanted to see happen about eight or ten times.
Oh.
And he also was mentioning about people coming off a ship on Banvel Towers and fruits and things from the vendors down there, which we think happened.
I actually spoke to Mark off air today, and I actually had queried about how he's doing, because some people were telling me, you know, his voice getting weak and so on. But he told me he wasn't feeling well, but he's feeling a lot better now. So to all of you who've been asking, I've actually asked and spoken to Mark off air, and he allowed us to know, yeah, he's doing better. Okay. All right. Donor Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air. 20 minutes before we wrap up this banner, head on home for the Wednesday edition of Donor Brastats. You're on the air, caller. Go right ahead. Good afternoon and welcome, Brastats. You're on the air.
Corey, good afternoon.
Hey. It's Mark. You must be there sneezing.
Thanks for your comments just now. But I am not losing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gaining it. And after all of these years of calling the calling program,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm experienced in putting my point across either in 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
5 minutes, or 4 minutes. The mm-hmm. fact of the matter is that...
Not four, Mark. You cast me out of there. My producer put you in just before he knew. Not four. 20, 10 you know, or 20.
You're the one controller who and true and fact. I got to be careful. I get airborne.
Hello, though, Mark. The producer set me up. Hello, though.
I don't want people to mislead what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your last caller, I am not losing. Listen to mm-hmm. the information I've got. Mm-hmm. There are only two people in Barbados at the moment who are responsible for directing the onshore traffic coming off the ships.
Mm-hmm.
The names was called, so I can call them. Mm-hmm. There's a Foster, an Ince,
mm-hmm.
and a Weatherhead.
Yeah. 85%.
Percentage. All I'm saying that somewhere along the line, that the taxi drivers coming out of the port are entitled to have a better deal than what is offered to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal of them saying, and I hope my friend from the deal I'm saying is that, as far as I'm concerned, why should people on the West End not benefit and the people on the South End benefit? So as far as I'm concerned, the taxi drivers, as told yesterday, have a right to go left or go right, which I agree with. But I'm also saying that a percentage of business can at least be sent to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So much to say that instead of all of the business going on the white side of the island, that on this side of the island. So he misunderstood what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that.
But whose feet do you put that at? Should the taxi cooperative attack that? Should that be government? Should that be the port directly?
I said yesterday, and he referred to the person to Adrian. Mm-hmm. Is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Adrian Bailey is a hard negotiator, a man who don't take no for a yes for no. So I referred to Adrian, and I referred to my friend at Barvin.
Mm-hmm.
All I am saying is that the negotiations, since they've been offered at least to move passengers between the port and the waterfront, that the position is that if you're offering them $3 per person going and coming, I'm saying that $3 in this day and age, going and coming, got to go to Bridgetown. My point that I was saying that negotiate $5, that's what I was saying. I'm also saying that down on Harbour, Spring Garden, that people seem not to understand that, and those of us who travel would know this, and he traveled, he would know this, that markets of a country are beneficiaries of a tourist dollar being spent at it. And I'm saying that Barvin is suitably located to make a couple dollars out of a visitor or two on that ship. Not that they bring food to care, but more to cook. But obviously, if they see a nice-looking watermelon, if they see a nice-looking fruit, obviously we'll buy it. So I'm saying that here's an opportunity for them to leave something with Barvin, giving Barvin an opportunity to become very, very capable. But people got this idea that when they call the call report, there's a dislike or there's an envy. I don't care whether there's a dislike or there's an envy. The fact of the matter is that I...
Yeah, don't worry with anything. Yeah, don't worry with anything.
Oh, you and me can get real. No,
you can really get real. You love a get real here.
I heard you said something just now. I don't want you to repeat it again on our program.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about Lord Nelson. Mm-hmm. And you were instructing people to come with Hossa. And
I don't want that story. You know, Glenn, when it finished, Glenn, you got me, I don't know, a couple of lashes, wrapped on the knuckles.
What I want.
Oh, you thought we were a lot of money here raising online here for this hustle, where I tell you.
I don't want that $5
you
got.
Yeah, a couple of $10 that take here too. By the time you done, we can still buy 6 foot.
That's why my $10 spread them in different directions, because I am of the opinion, and I have a question to ask. Since the last hurricane in Barbados, the last two hurricanes in Barbados, there have been some properties that have not been repaired.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you can put somebody $5 and $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also saying that before we pull down Nelson, before we move Nelson, that a genuine approach be made to repair these people's houses before we start talking about somebody who gone long gone. They don't even have the answers of him. Mm-hmm. So my particular position, I don't care whether Nelson stands or don't, but I'm saying that let's do some home business first.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Let's look at repairing some of those houses that are badly in need of repairs. And as I told you earlier, Parliament Square, as I told you earlier, Hewer Square, two different locations. Let's check to find out if Nelson is in Parliament Square or he's in Hewer Square. Because there was a debate that was done in 2000.
Yeah, you heard that call. I think it's an important point, too, because these symbols mean a lot. People think that they're just, you know, but I believe that symbols are very important for people.
I'm saying that, yes, let's get it right. And I like what the Prime Minister said to discuss it. A task force was set up since 2000, long ago.
Well, to discuss it, we need a deadline, because I understand y'all were discussing this before it was born. I don't think
as a matter of fact, when it was going up, it was being discussed.
Jeez, oh gosh. You see, and you still want discussion, Mark?
No, what I want at this point, right? And I want to keep thinking this thing, that Lord Nelson worth money.
Right. I used to auction him. I heard you made that call. Auction him, get back some money from him.
Yeah.
I ain't got a problem with that at all.
With all the computer set up now, similar to the guy with the London Bridge, if you put Lord Nelson up there at auction, some lord, somebody in some part of Devonshire or wherever it is may want to put him in his lawn.
Or the same people that actually support him staying there, they may put up, instead of putting up for the wire, they may put up to purchase him. So that may work too.
We can take that money.
But they take that same money and repair your houses, as you say. Or build some. Depending on how much you get.
This government has not built a house of stock since it went into power.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Lord Nelson, this is just my feeling, that Lord Nelson could rally any early. They had £600,000, which is millions of dollars. And that money would go straight into the same development that they saw, spend it back on the people of the country. But like everything else, I'm losing it, my friend.
He's on my head. You know, you still kicking. You on the mark. That's what he's saying. You know, have a blessed and wonderful day. Brad Stotts, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Peace be unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And same to you, my brother.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. And you?
By God's grace, I am richly blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to put a different spin on this now, Lord Nelson thing. I don't discuss politics, or I don't discuss things with people, because I don't want to be called by some bird name or something, so right?
some form of poultry.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I believe that I belong to the feathered flock. Now, listen to me. I want to quote Deuteronomy chapter 4, reading from verse 12. There Moses taught the children after they left Israel, that left Egypt, that they should not corrupt themselves by making any kind of image or idol or anything like that. The figure of a man, the figure of a woman, the figure of an animal or bird or creeping thing or anything. You should not make the no creeping thing, because you can corrupt your mind. And therefore, it is of my view, spiritual view, I'm going very strongly there, that I am not to have no image, not even the image of something looking like what the church teaches people to bow down to an image.
Yeah, it's wonder they have that. But when you go into some church, you see the graven image and they bow to it and they have the necklace.
Now, tell all the people to go and read Deuteronomy chapter 4 and see what Moses' instructions to the people first. Then the people will have a reason whether they want Nelson, whether they want Barrow, or anybody. I am one of the people who can open my mouth strongly and say, I went to school barefooted, poor, in the 1940s. I was jealous of education. And the privilege of education meant so much to me that I would have walked the road and picked up an old piece of newspaper just to read it. And therefore, when I look to see what Barra had done, I'm not talking about political parties, I'm talking about Barra the man. What Barra had done for education in Barbados, when every child had the privilege, regardless of whether he born black, white, green, or polka dot, he can go to a privileged school. Education is there for him. And therefore, nobody don't have to build an image of Mr. Barra. You understand? Or anything. I know what Mr. Barra has done. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying if we were taught what somebody has done to the benefit and the interest of you, you would know, you wouldn't want to have an image of them. But as you go to put an image in front of people to corrupt their minds, well, then that is where you fall down. So I want to say today, tell all the people who call themselves Christians and the churches and the pastors, ask them if they will keep a service the first Sunday on Sunday coming. And let them read Deuteronomy chapter 4 to the people so that the people will have an understanding of what an image or idol mean to them.
All right. Thank you. We can leave that one there. This one says, "Hi, Mr. Moderator, you do great, but tell me something. How does Barbados and Barbadians achieve so much with Nelson there? He did not stop their achievements. Moving him neither here nor there with me. There are much larger issues in life than him. Moving him will appease a particular group, but will not affect the thinking of the majority of Barbadians." So moving him alone, I agree, is not enough. I think it needs to come with some education and some communication. And I also think part of that education is having us to understand we did not achieve a lot. You will see with COVID, within 2 to 3 weeks of closing the economy, how many people live paycheck to paycheck. You will see that over about half of the population really and truly within difficulties because they don't have the type of savings to withstand 2 months of a shutdown or economic turmoil or economic dislocation. So what really is achievement by your standard? Yeah? Yeah. Brassatz, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Corey.
Hey.
Yeah, how are you, dear?
I am good, and you?
Well, I'm all right.
All righty.
I remember my mom saying to us when we were young that her great grandmother told her that it was passed on that when blacks became free, some of the slaves actually committed suicide. They were so scared and hopeless. They couldn't see themselves existing without the master.
Mm-hmm.
Because the master was the provider, remember?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They were fed. After they were free, they were responsible for their own upkeep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Wait, hello? It dropped. Sorry about that caller. Brassatz, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lane. Your friend here from above Fun Ranch.
Yes, please. Hi, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm here, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have two topics here. One coming up for the Brassatz close in 5 minutes.
Yes, please.
One about the tap program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Shreveport bus pass, Fun Ranch, past my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this tap program, right, this is the best we have had in 11 to 12 years.
Wow.
I'm very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Having to go to town is going to pray to get a bus sometimes. Or to pray a bus to get back home.
Even though Yorkshire, my side, which used to be a bus, it's like a unicorn. You see them much more now. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, to hear that, Mr. Kenny Best on People's Business on Sunday, a few Sundays ago, speaking about the man getting losing money, the government raised bus fare, and the man still doing the same service. So, mm-hmm. The government decided, you know, we want people to get home. I put buses, BT buses and ZMs on the route to get home. People walk on, get into work. Why should they complain? They're not doing work.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Jackson, so you have like 46 different ZRs freeway. Yes, they called ZM, coming from Shreveport to go down to Warrings. We got by Lesavon School, one drive off from there. We turned coming by Sharon Church, another one depart. And still trying to get in the road.
Mm-hmm.
The people like bus stops didn't stop for them. But they stopped the tap program van. We got to Warrings now, but four down there trying to get down the road. The people bus stop now got up and came to the tap program van and got in. But they didn't change the service, but they want to complain.
So as a customer, you were supporting the leaving the tap in place. The PSV is saying, look, move them. But more importantly, we got to listen to what the consumers, the customers, the passengers are saying as well.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
If we get a bus, a minivan, or a ZR, I ask people to turn music. It's going to be a problem. Ask me to get off. It's no problem. I have no problem coming bus from your pocket. Right? I pay you to get up and be uncomfortable.
All right, was he next point quickly? Because there are no more turns in this.
The next point is, Mr. Just talk about Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in 78, right?
Mm-hmm.
Found Nelson there. The government barracks did not put Nelson there. So what government barracks to take money to move Nelson? Mm-hmm. There are those persons like David Denny and Peter Wickham, others who call in.
And me.
Put the money where the motor is.
And me, $8.5. I point money there. Me.
I point though. He ain't doing nothing to me. That's what he's doing. Pass he do.
He doesn't offset me every time I got past. The pigeons is really good though.
Technically, he is not Hero Square. Hero Square is, you see, where we measure parade.
Technically, in our city, though.
He's in city, but not in Hero Square. So people complain he's in Hero Square. He's not in Hero Square.
But even listening, you got me feeling. When I left here, I'm going cross there, so on DVD too. I'm going cross there and talk with
him. No, I'm serious. He's not in Hero Square. Hero Square is where you see where Mazia Parade is held.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so they stand up like Hero Square. Right opposite Palma Yari. He's below, but he does above Shafet.
All right, no problem. I want to take one more call. I want to thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling. Brass Stacks, you're on the air.
Yes, just want Mr. Corey Lane to let me know if he knows the person who had called and said they were willing to help the senior citizen. So I just want to speak with him when he finishes his call.
All right, no problem. I'll leave your name with the producer, and we'll get that handled. Well, let me take this opportunity as the music comes up to thank each and every one of you who have listened. Of course, you listeners are number one. They usually say station number one, but I believe the listeners, y'all are number one. Y'all make this whole project possible, along with the advertisers, of course. But those of you who called, who engaged, who sent your messages, who engaged on the chat from morning to noon to night at times, we want to say a big thanks to all of you who helped, you know, guide us through from 10 until 2. I want to thank the starting batsman, Mr. Ronnie Clark, and of course, the one who took us through ultimately without a glitch, our technical operator and producer. We salute you, Mrs. Michelle Brathy. I've been your host, moderator Corey Lane, and you know, really encouraging you to enjoy the rest of your day and to let you know that this lane is closed.